7,000 innocent people were killed in crimes against humanity in the USA on the 11th of September. The solution to that is not to kill innocent children either in Kabul, in Afghanistan, or in places like Iraq. We must not allow innocent people to be targeted. We are against terrorism, terrorism of all sorts. There are other ways. It is very important that the root causes of terrorism be addressed and not just simple symbolic gestures like bombing innocent people.
An American administration that has flaunted the United Nations Charter, and with an Irish government which has flaunted its own constitution. Now what this is at the moment in Afghanistan is a war, and the Irish government, by participating in it without the assent of Dáil Éireann, is in breach of the Irish constitution. There is a role for Ireland here, and the role for Ireland is to help those who are starving and those who are being driven from their homes in Afghanistan. Over 28 agencies who also oppose this war have said clearly that what is needed are corridors, aid corridors, in and out of Afghanistan that will get food in there.
People in New York realise that bombing Afghanistan and killing innocent people is no solution to the horrific events that occurred on the 11th of September in America.
We are no longer a neutral country.
And this government needs to focus its attention on humanitarian aid, and we need to stop the bombing and stop the involvement of Shannon and Irish airspace in that effort.
And a route of war that now includes the Irish people. Because our Taoiseach, without our permission, and without the permission of Dáil Éireann, offered the facilities of our airports and our space so that we are now involved in that war. And Irish citizens share responsibility for the deaths of hundreds and possibly thousands of men, women and children. And just because we don't see them on Sky television, their lives are just the same and have value as any American, as any Irish person.
Northern Alliance and the Pashtuns, they have to come together in collaboration with the Hazaras and also the Uzbeks from the Northwest to build up some kind of common coalition of moderate forces. And I think if they meet more often, there would be a possibility of some kind of peaceful resolution to this problem, because otherwise there will be a new wave of ethnic cleansing and we won't see any peace in Afghanistan.
If we were going to fight terrorism and savagery, we must not fight it with terrorism and savagery. A state should actually be moral.
The first reason it hasn't been a victory is that it has wreaked enormous debt and destruction on the people of Afghanistan already, through the bombing, but also through the impeding of humanitarian aid. And we don't know what the cost of that will be. So there's an enormous human toll, quite apart from the fact that the ongoing bombing is at the moment disrupting aid truck supplies, aid deliveries and so on. The second reason it hasn't been a victory is because it self-evidently has not brought and will not bring democracy or peace or liberation to the people of Afghanistan. We also know that the Northern Alliance had an appalling human rights record long before the current campaign began. We know that its abuses have been condemned by the Revolutionary Association of Women of Afghanistan, about whom Tony Blair and so on and others have made so much. We know that they have condemned the record of the Northern Alliance, and we know that these people are looting aid offices, we know that they are setting scores, we know that they are engaging in a variety of crime for democracy. The third reason it is not a victory is because we here and in elsewhere have lost vital civil liberties as a result of this campaign. America and Britain are introducing draconian new anti-terrorist legislation. The European Union, Irish anti-war protesters have also felt the brunt of attacks. European Union is introducing a new definition of terrorism that would classify as terrorism a variety of acts, including possibly strikes in key public services, the occupation of public buildings. There's an ongoing attempt to criminalise various forms of social struggle. The fourth reason this has not been a victory is because it has not made anybody less vulnerable to non-state terrorism. The era of video game war, in which the US is always at the controls, has produced a blinding rage. The claim to victory in this war is bogus. Many innocent Afghans have been killed and wounded, and the lives of countless others have been endangered. One version of brutal gangster rule in Afghanistan has been replaced by another. Our civil liberties have been eroded. and peaceful protest has been criminalised, and the likelihood of US and other citizens being the victims of non-state terrorism has probably been increased.
It seems quite incredible that our own government have stayed silent in the last few days over the horrific events that we have seen, where prisoners of war, where people who have actually surrendered and under the Geneva Convention should have been protected, have been slaughtered and massacred. And then we have the gall of the British government coming out saying no, they do not support Mary Robinson's call for an inquiry into these events, saying that these people were either trying to escape or attacking.
Stop the slaughter. Stop the war. We all know what it's really for. Heard too many lies before. Stop the slaughter. Stop the war.
But the reality is that at the end of the day, the laws of war are there for a reason, and those laws distinguish civilized societies from uncivilized societies. And I think the answer is not simply to perpetuate that fall into lawlessness. I think the laws are there, and we must do what we can to ensure that they are fully and properly applied.